Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. Well, over the weekend, the whole Chinese spy balloon story ballooned up, if you'll pardon the pun, didn't it? And everyone was talking about it. And there's a few things I wanted to say because, there's several dimensions to this. In the first instance, it appears that the balloon had been tracked across the United States for the previous week. So it didn't just appear on Wednesday or Thursday of last week. It had been there for days before. It's just that that's when the story actually broke in the media. And therefore, the US had been clearly tracking it. They knew it was there, and they did nothing. And even when the story broke, they still did nothing until it went out to sea over the Atlantic, still within US territorial waters. And then it was shot down by the missile fired from the aircraft, which we all saw. But of course, at that stage, the spy satellite, if that's what it was would have transmitted whatever it needed in terms of aerial photography back to China. So that's sort of what you call potentially closing the barn door after the horse has bolted. There's the other aspect is it was shot down over the ocean. Now, it's supposed to be relatively shallow waters, but all the same, why not shoot it down over? I mean, there's large parts of the United States where there's a good opportunity to shoot it down and without any risk to life on the ground. But they didn't do that. They didn't do that. Biden chose not to do that. His military chose not to do that. Wonder why that might be. Why do you think they were so scared to shoot it down? And then there's another question in this one, and it's this. If China wants to spy on the United States, I mean, it's got satellites up in, you know, in circulating the globe. Surely they would have the capacity to do that kind of high-resolution spying that you wouldn't need these so-called weather balloons, which may be spy balloons. So actually, when you think about it, was the story what it says that it is, or was it something else? You know, was it, oh, the Chinese have been caught out, they've got red cheeks now because if the world knows that they send up these spy balloons as weather balloons taking low altitude photographs of, in this case, what appears to be American high security installations. That's what we're being told. But again, I repeat, I think there's other ways it could have got that, because this is so obvious that it seems strange. Is it another distraction story? You know, let's talk about Chinese weather balloons and let's not talk about some of the emerging information regarding the COVID vaccines and Pfizer's in particular. Is it a distraction, or is this genuinely something that we need to talk about? Because then if it's something we need to talk about, we probably also want to talk about the fact that several years ago, the US were working on these spy balloons as well. That's right. I'll put it up on my social media. You can have a look at it later. Certainly over the last several years, this technology was developed by the United States. So I wonder whose balloon it actually was. I wonder exactly what the nature of the story is. And this is one of the things I think for us here in the podcast to sort of reflect upon. And that is that really and truly, when you hear, when the big mainstream media tell you the news, what they're really telling you to do is look in this direction, not that direction. They are essentially focusing you on the things that they want and not on other things that might be more relevant, perhaps. So this Chinese weather balloon, spy balloon, got massive traction. I talked about it as well, because you can't ignore these stories, but you can't also help but think, in the very talking about this sort of stuff, are you doing the enemy's bidding? And I'm not sure that the enemy is necessarily China in this circumstance. I'm not saying that. It could be. It might not be. I'm just concerned when the media all jump on this one. And then, of course, I mean, as for the Biden regime, they're trying to make it sound as if, the Biden regime, they took it out. Joe got tough. Joe sent Top Gun in to take down this spy balloon. But as I said, I got big questions about that as well. He waited for a week. If this Chinese spy balloon was so dangerous, why was it not taken down the minute it entered US airspace? Why is that? Why is Joe Biden unable to defend US borders but wants to defend Ukraine borders? What are the priorities? Who's driving the priorities behind all of this? Well, this is another question we have to consider as well. You know, in a way, this shows how effete and weak the United States military is. Because if this actually constituted a spying threat to the United States, it should have been taken down straight away. Instead, and it should have been taken down over land. Instead, they waited for a week, and then they took it down over the ocean. And again, I find these things very, very strange. Thanks for listening.